This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis. And today, as we continue with the habit building series, once we understand the fundamentals behind why we form habits and how to build habits, we will realize how the best and fastest way to create new habits. And that's where habit rewiring comes in, because habit rewiring combines the best of hypnotherapy with a unique habit building method for permanent lasting change. So you can go from 40% of potential to 100% performance by rewiring and reprogramming the subconscious mind for success. And habit rewiring quickly gets at the heart of your subconscious issues that are causing you physical or emotional blockage. Once we access the subconscious mind, we can transform unwanted self-limiting behaviors, beliefs, and habits into more productive ones. That is why I am teaching you about habits and the foundation of habits, so that when we get ready to do habit rewiring, it is quite easy to make the transition, to experience the transformation. I have an exclusive free live webinar where I am going to talk about three powerful habit rewiring techniques that you can apply in your life to help you achieve your bigger goals, and you can do it fast. And that's why I'm teaching you about habits, so that you understand the fundamentals. When you come to the webinar, you have the tools you need to actually get faster results. So please go ahead and find the link in the show notes below. I would love to see you in there. I would love to meet you face to face. I would love to say hello. It is happening. So it is live. It is not recorded, one-time exclusive. So jump on before the spots get filled up. So now let's go ahead and jump into temptation bundling. Temptation bundling is a clever method of using rewards or the things you enjoy doing, those guilty pleasures which offer instant gratification, to evoke the willpower to also get all the things you don't want to do. Things that often come with a long-term benefit to get them out of the way. Temptation bundling works by linking an action you want to do with an action you need to do. You're more likely to find a behavior attractive if you get to do one of your favorite things at the same time. Perhaps you want to hear about the latest celebrity gossip, but you need to get in shape. Using temptation bundling can help you here, because you could only read the tabloids, the magazines, and watch reality shows at the gym. Maybe you want to get a pedicure, but you need to clean out your email inbox. Solution? Only get a pedicure while processing overdue work emails. While you're at the salon, right? You're killing two birds with one stone, because you're doing something you want to do, you enjoy doing, and then you are simultaneously bundling it with something that you have to do, that needs to get done, like chores. Temptation bundling is one way to apply a psychology theory known as Premack's principle. Named after the work of Professor David Premack, the principle states that more probable behaviors will reinforce less probable behaviors. So in other words, even if you don't really want to process overdue work emails, you'll become conditioned to do it if it means you get to do something you really want to do along the way. Powerful. Now, how can we create temptation bundles? So there is a simple exercise you can use to boost your willpower and figure out your own temptation bundling strategy. You're going to create two column lists in one column, write down the pleasures you enjoy and the temptations that you want to do. In column two, write down the tasks and behaviors you should be doing but often procrastinate on. Now, take your time and write down as many behaviors as possible. Then browse your list and see if you can link one of your instant gratifying want behaviors with something you should be doing. So here are a few common examples for temptation bundling, right? You can only listen to audiobooks or podcasts you love while exercising. This forces you to learn while you're working out. This forces you to read, even essentially learn some new knowledge and get some stimulating content. Another example is you'll only watch your favorite show while ironing or doing household chores. You can even combine temptation bundling with habit stacking to create a set of rules to guide your behavior. This is what it would look like. After this current habit, I will do the habit I need. After doing the habit I need, I will do the habit I want. So if you want to read the news, but you need to express more gratitude, an example would look like this. After I get my morning coffee, I will say one thing I am grateful for that happened yesterday. So that gratitude is the need. The cup of coffee is the want. Another one is, after I say one thing I'm grateful for, I will read the news. Again, you have the want and then you have the need couple in there. So if you want to check Facebook, but you need to exercise more, it would look something like this. After I pull out my phone, I will do 10 burpees. That's your need. After I do 10 burpees, I will check Facebook. That's your want. What will eventually happen is you'll look forward to doing 10 burpees or write in your gratitude journal because it means you get to check Facebook or read the latest sports news. Doing the thing you need to do means you get to do the thing you want to do. Now, these tools are powerful, and James Clear, the author of Atomic Habit, did a great job outlining these strategies. So, my friends, it has been a pleasure and such a delight to bring you this powerful impact short series. I did it in 2 months, and that is every week on Thursday. I came on here as promised and delivered the formulas for building new habits and learning about habit creation and the science behind habits and how our brains create habits. Now, my normal routine has been one episode a month, one solo episode a month, but I did a hybrid version. It was on steroids, and I managed to do this in 2 months, and it would have taken me 9 months because one episode every month is 9 episodes, which is what I just delivered to you. So I hope you got tremendous value from this. As always, there'll be plenty more episodes, but I want to connect with you now. So please do get on a call with me. Let's get some clarity around habits and how to eliminate and eradicate those limiting beliefs so that you can step into your full potential. So you can start living that extraordinary life that you so deserve. It is your birthright to be your best self. How do you get up and show up in your life? This is how you are going to show up in your life, is with implementing these habit tactics, but also finding out the root cause why you're stuck, why you're stagnant, why you fall off the wagon so frequently, why you are in a toxic rut. Why is it so hard to keep moving? It's as if you have one foot on the accelerator and another on the brakes, and it's hard to move forward to live your full potential, to go at 100 miles per hour. You keep going so slowly, and I can help with that. That was the point of this impactful short series on steroids, to actually give you the tools necessary to catapult you to the next level. Let this be your year. 2021 is going to be an amazing year for you, and I want to get you going. And so connect with me. The links are in the bio. I would be honored to serve you. Again, this is Dr. Looney Lewis, and it's been an honor serving you. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode with phenomenal guests that are coming on talking about their tips. But you have the magic tool now. You are informed, you are equipped. And so all you have to do is come on over and let's do the work. And it's instant, it's fast. Habit rewiring will transform your negative beliefs within the same week you get on a call with me. And that is a guaranteed promise. So come on over. The link's below. Call me, text me, email me. You know how to find me. I'm here to serve you. Again, it's been a blessing serving you over the last few years, and I look forward to connecting with you. That is it. I will see you in the next episode. Stay blessed.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.